This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, we need a lot of text coming in. 651-461-9226. I want to start with a story about harassment and then get to you providing advice to single men all across America, all across the planet, because they listen to this show. I know it's big in Botswana. We have another guy who trying to attract the attention of some single women and harassing them, sent a picture at him. Sent a picture of the penis.
The junk?
The penis. If you're consenting adults, you're in a relationship, you do you. But if you're single, I'm going to break the news, and I need you to either confirm or deny. The penis is not great looking.
No.
It's just, I mean, is the single woman that's borderline on someone who wasn't interested in someone says, whoa, there's a penis.
Wow. Torpedo bat.
Yeah. Where? Oh, I've changed my mind now because guess what? Yeah. He has a penis. Yeah. I wasn't sure. But now,
I think even amongst consenting adults, there aren't that many women who want to see a picture of it.
No, I'm with you 1,000%. I'm just saying, if you want to do it, and you're in a relationship, you do you. Things that I might say, wow, that's interesting, or what in the hell are you doing? What do you think the success ratio of this is? What's the percentage where I really wasn't that interested, but now that I know you have a penis, I'm spellbound.
I think the risk to reward on the penis pick is, I think any sound investment advisor would tell you.
Let me compare this.
Yeah.
15th hole, Sunday at Augusta. Yeah. The risk reward with that, with Rory maybe holding on to one
Fire
shot
Thorn.
Lead on Firethorn, or, you know, this relationship's going nowhere.
Yeah.
Hey, here's my penis.
Here's my junk.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? No, not good.
Not Dave, would you like to chime in on the topic?
Not really. I think I'm lockstep with you fellas.
You're with us? I think that's fair. Best venue that you've seen a concert and why? Adam Carter, I think you got a big one coming up soon, don't you?
Yeah, going back to Hollywood Bowl, which was phenomenal. That's probably it. The Sphere was amazing. But the Hollywood Bowl was just breathtakingly beautiful. It was incredible.
Why is it so good?
It's just, it's the background. It's in the Hollywood Hills. You see the Hollywood sign beyond it. It's very comfortable. Even up top in the higher levels of it, it's like bench seating, but it's very, you're not constrained. There's plenty, very easy to get in and out of. It's just great.
I'm not reacting to a number of the texts on the penis.
Oh, yeah. You know. I've never been to, though, like Red Rocks, so I can't judge Red Rocks and
that's probably
the Gorge in Washington.
Yeah, I would say, and maybe I'm buying the hype. Well, in fact, I'm not maybe, I am. That's number one on my list. Did you go to Red Rocks?
No, I have not.
Oh, you have not. Where's the most beautiful venue in the state? I was talking about with Bream last week. The one in Duluth, is it? It's Bayfront, right?
Music, yep.
A lot of people talk about that. I've not had a chance.
Lots of people are high on the Wedge.
Yep.
Is that what it's called, the Wedge? And
no, the Lodge.
The Ledge.
The Ledge, the in St. Cloud, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I love it. Where do you stand on a Wedge salad?
Oh, boy. My wife.
That's right. She doesn't like it.
She's like, unusually against Wedge salads.
Why?
Because she feels if she...
She doesn't want
to
cut it up.
She orders a salad, it should be cut up.
Oh, my God.
It's laziness. I'm with her.
The Wedge salad is laziness by the chef in the restaurant.
Ugh, here's your salad.
That's not a salad. That's a hunk of lettuce. Do better.
Yeah.
It really taxes you to use the knife and fork and combo?
Yeah,
it came up the other day. We saw one waiting, and I said, and I bumped Jen. I said, look there. And I said, someday we're going to buy a boat, and I'm going to call it Wedge Salad.
If everything works, I'm having a little bit of a birthday event that you're both invited to.
Nice.
I now know, guaranteed, if we're going to have some food here, we may have only one item.
Wedge salad.
A Wedge Salad for you,
Dave
Harrigan.
Before I show up, then.
Yeah, exactly. Adam, it's Masters Week. Will Jack be giving us any Masters memories?
Oh, I totally forgot about that until today. I do have one in I'm told Jack has one he's thinking about, ruminating over.
Excuse me?
What do you mean?
Okay. This, you think the Masters is
it's a tradition.
A tradition
unlike any other.
Unlike any other. This!
Yeah.
And by the way, we're not going to do the am I wrong playing the hits thing here. We can play one or two hits. I mean, this guy's been doing Am I Wrong for a week, and we're already playing the hits occasionally.
Nothing wrong with that.
Of course, I'm sitting here casting aspersions, and I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, it's the Am I Wrong classics. The people demand it.
It's like, you know, on Golf Channel right now, Masters Classics.
Yeah.
You know, I did watch, what, an hour of the 86 Masters the other day because I'm that sick. So do you go home and listen to some of the Am I Wrong classics?
No, we like to revisit them at the meetings each week. Just wait till you get a replay of a replay. Might have one of those coming.
It's a triple shot. That's what you're telling me? All right, more of Ask Adam Anything. Let's go. Let's get more texts. I don't need any more penis texts. Okay, I got it. Some of them are very funny. 651-461-9226.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Music theme today, songs that aren't the best Hall & Oates song.
No, that's not it, especially because we started with Aerosmith and Walk This Way.
Yeah.
this is the day 50 years ago today. 50 years ago today, that Walk This Way came out on Toys in the Attic, the Aerosmith album. So we are playing songs that are 50 years old this year.
Yeah.
All songs from 1975.
So am I. So
unbelievable.
What a coincidence.
Aerosmith, by the way, massively overrated band.
Dave, what do you want to say about that?
Slightly overrated.
I'm going to say slightly, too. But they don't belong in the pantheon and in the groups they're compared to.
No. But plenty of hits.
Plenty of hits. But you know they remind me of? Bon Jovi.
No, better than
also
Bon Jovi.
Also,
Dream
overrated.
On is an amazing song.
That's the list, by the way, of good
I think
Aerosmith
we're done.
Songs.
I don't mind
Walk Sweet This Emotion's
Way.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Walk This Way is not bad. Yeah. Did you like it better with Run DMC?
Yeah, I liked it better with Aerosmith only.
Yeah?
I don't like that hip-hop.
Okay. Good to know. Adam, the NCAA pool that I run ended in a five-way tie for first. The first guy won the tiebreaker. The next two-player tiebreaker was the same number. How do I manage the payout? I think we're back in high school now.
Winner take all.
Yeah, I'd change. I would change. This text, quickly. The fish guy doesn't get an opinion on anything music-related. LOL. LOL,
LOL,
Larry.
Larry, LOL.
Have you been to the Shell in San Diego Harbor for a show? It may be the best music venue aside from Red Rocks. Have you traveled to San Diego?
I've never been.
Went back there again on our California adventure. It is a traffic fiasco, but it is stunningly beautiful. Mm-hmm. It is really, really good. Mike in Minneapolis is called. And Mike, go ahead. You're on.
Howdy, fellas.
Hello, sir.
Mike.
Hey, Adam. When you're at a store or a bank or whatever, you're standing there at the counter, what do you do to avoid being the creepy old guy staring at a tomato?
I don't eat tomato. I pass them up. I go right for the melons.
What's happened to WCCO? What has happened?
My God.
Thank you. Appreciate that. On the chopped wedge salad conversation, most places will chop it up, a texter says, and toss it with the dressing if you ask. I don't think it's most. I think some places give you the option. Do you buy that?
But it's not a wedge salad.
Right.
Then it's a salad.
But usually you can get you can order like a Caesar salad. You don't have to say, give me the wedge.
Different ingredients, though, in a wedge salad.
Yeah, true.
Caesar salad. There are. Now, you've been to places, though, where they will offer to chop it, right? Or have you not?
No.
You've never been to places offered?
Well, I've never even thought about ordering a wedge salad, because why would I?
I mean, I'm pulling this out of you know where, but I'm thinking 25% of the places that offer a wedge chop it up. And by the way, they're wrong. They shouldn't.
No, because there's other options for salads.
Yeah. I think they should encourage you to put in some vigorous physical activity with your salad.
Perhaps I should encourage them to earn their tip.
Let's switch this from Ask Adam Anything. What kind of tipper are you, by the way? I can't imagine you're an extravagant tipper.
I'm a fairly solid 20%. But if you're not going to cut my salad, we're going to cut you down to about 15.
We're going to talk Southwest Light Rail with Hauser next hour. This is a valid question. Does Southwest Light Rail open or the Vikings winning the Super Bowl? Which one happens first?
Southwest Light Rail.
We're still, 28 maybe for Southwest Light Rail? They're saying 27. No chance. No chance. What are you seeing on the new carpet? I don't think your show, outside of Jordana literally encouraging people not to listen to my show, which was an interesting way to end the show, I don't think your show is giving our new carpet the proper
credit. Are you saying I don't respect the carpet?
You don't respect the carpet enough. I love how springy and bouncy.
It's very got a good bounce, especially for a guy like me with bad knees. Bounce away.
What's going on with the knees?
Just old age.
Yeah?
They're not as bad as they used to be, but.
What are you going to do about it?
I do the cold tub, man. I love it.
You're a cold tub guy.
Yeah. Although I was just, it's not as cold as I thought it was, but it's still cold.
this guy.
What they told me was 50 degrees.
This guy.
It's 58.
Hold on. That's not a cold tub. Where were you at the discount cold tub place?
No.
A cold tub is like 45 and lower.
Yeah. Should be.
Do you like it?
I do.
I've done it a couple times. Well, I did it inadvertently.
Once you're in it for 30 seconds, you're fine.
That's what I did it inadvertently out in Palm Desert, and I thought the heat was still on. I jumped in.
That'll wake you up.
I looked at it. It was 42.
Yeah, you won't be sending any pictures after that. I can assure you that.
Do you send the shrinkage photos?
No.
I don't think you do. Cold tub. Here's a new bit. Next year at the fair, Adam and Jordana are going to people bring the cold tub to them, and Adam's going to guess the temperature for them. What's on the agenda the rest of the afternoon?
Tonight, 6 o'clock. Park Tavern, meet me there.
Oh.
Let's find out about my next great Colette trip.
Park Tavern, properly rated.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and Colette, underrated.
Yes.
They are great people.
Yep.
Enjoy tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
Tom Hauser, next hour, CCO.